Good morning, Memphis. It's time to start your day with the Pledge of Allegiance, brought to you by Weimer's Jewelry.
Hi, my name is Leo Rodino. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republics for which it stands, one nation, under the God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for everybody.
Need a ring size? We can do it. I'm David Weimer, and we are Weimer's Jewelry. Most sizing done same day, if in by noon. Weimer's Jewelry, 7525 Stage Road, the shops of Appling Way.
Live from the Brim Snack Food Studios at the KWAM Broadcast Center, it's time to Wake Up Memphis with Tim Van Horn.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Monday 990 FM, 107.9 and AM 990. You can stream us online anytime at kwamradio.com. We've got our live show blog up. We've got you can basically follow along with us, and you will have already known who our guest is coming up a little bit later on in this hour. Well, it looks like the Ministry of Health, a.k.a. the Shelby County Health Department, the all-knowing, unelected wisdom and guidance of our lovely county, is meeting with municipality leaders today and looking seriously at having some rollbacks as early as tomorrow. And they've been setting this up. They've been talking about the higher number of coronavirus cases in the area. Now, what they won't tell you is that a lot of those days are clustered together and compiled into one big number to make it seem like, oh, my gosh, we just had this gigantic outbreak over one day. That is not the case. But they do add them up. And that's one thing that we've seen throughout this process. You can kind of move the numbers around to fit whatever you want them to be. But just be warned that it looks like coming up tomorrow that they are going to be looking at adding some restrictions to Shelby County. And if you look back at their August document on tripwires, on looking at what it would take to roll back and what the first step would be, and according to them, and they mentioned this yesterday, they even referenced it, that they're getting close to this criteria. But they're mentioning essentially reshuttering limited service restaurants, looking at further limiting restaurants, full service restaurants in general, and also, among other things, yeah, they went there, a curfew for Shelby County may even be considered. And we had this discussion yesterday about how the coronavirus is apparently the wokest, smartest virus, especially COVID-19, that there's ever been. Now, maybe COVID-12, COVID-14 might have been pretty smart and all that and everything. But let me tell you, COVID-19 is high and mighty, woke and smart. It knows how to stay away from certain political affiliated rallies, shutdowns, chazes. Remember that over in Seattle? Riots. It knows how to stay away from there because apparently it does not spread there. But you crazy religious folk out there, you Bible clingers out there, you better be careful out there. And not only that, a curfew, which means it's got to be super smart. It knows to be more deadly and more attacking after 10 o'clock. 9:59, if you get in the house at 9:59, you're going to be okay. You're safe. 10 o'clock, 1 second after, you are at a higher rate. If you're working the grave, you know what? Maybe that's why they call it the graveyard shift, because if you're out after curfew working, then you are just setting yourself up to go to the graveyard. Maybe that's why they're calling it that. But coming up tomorrow, and I can tell you, I've talked to some restaurant owners in the last couple of days, they are absolutely bracing themselves for how heavy the hammer of the unelected Shelby County Health Department will swing down on businesses and on our lives as early as tomorrow. They're having the meetings today, and we already know that two of the local mayors, we know of at least two, because we've heard Bartlett, and I believe it was also Germantown, that they're already in the tank for a statewide mask mandate. So they want some restrictions, if I'm not mistaken, that Governor Bill Lee is being pressed for those masks to go statewide. He has resisted at this point. In fact, he's resisted any kind of responsibility for Shelby County and five others as well, as he continues to punt the authority to the health departments. Now, there is a bill in the House of Representatives, we spoke about that with Speaker of the House Cameron Sexton last week about Bill, or was it this week? Might have been this week. Time flies when you're having fun. It was H.R. Bill 0007, which would take the unilateral control out of the hands of the Shelby County and the other health departments that are getting to run their counties and put it in the hands of the county mayor. Now, whether or not that makes a difference, I don't know. It depends on what Mayor Lee Harris's goals are and what his desires are. Because if I'm not mistaken, and maybe this is a little civics lesson for all of us, but the health department serves at the whim of the county mayor already, doesn't it? So, you know, if he didn't like what was going on there, he could clean house if he wanted. So judging by his lack of action on that, I would suspect his silence is compliance on this, that he's totally cool with what's going down in Shelby County. Nothing like a little political math, a little political logic weaving down the flow chart there for you this morning. And also, there is a lawsuit that's circulating in Tennessee from TennesseeStands.org. We've had Gary Humble on, and he is on standby. When he gets an update, we'll be amongst the first he will call regarding the lawsuit against the governor's office for him essentially allowing six of the 95 counties' health departments to run the county and make these decisions rather than simply have an advisory role in all of this. 89 counties don't have to worry about this, but we have to worry about it. Knox County, Davidson County, and three others have to deal with this. And we're amongst the unfortunate six. So get ready, because coming tomorrow, it looks like there's going to be some restrictions. And pretty much any restriction, I mean, it could be anywhere from maybe limiting Tiger basketball or Grizzly games. It could be something as simple as that to closing down some of the restaurants, some of the limited service restaurants. And as I mentioned, a curfew could be in the offing as well. So be ready for that, and we will keep you up to date here. I don't know what time they're going to announce this, but I'll tell you, I guarantee you, Todd's going to keep an eye on this tomorrow as well during his midday show from 11 until 2. So just know that we got your back on this. The violence continues. You heard Grace Baker at the top of the hour. The shootings continue. Now 71 on the highways, on the interstate system in Memphis and Shelby County. The number from last year, 45. And last year, I was on the radio railing that was way too many. And now here we are, over 50% more than last year. And the Memphis police are doing the best that they can. And given the fact that you have people moving at a high rate of speed, firing guns and moving on, and people in shock, just making sure they're okay and not really able to even take note of who did it. Out of 71 shootings, there have been 8 cases that have been opened up and just 9 arrests. So if that's not emboldening, if that doesn't give you the moxie to go out and fire the gun knowing you're likely to get away with it, yeah, I'm nearly 50, so yeah, I can use moxie. It's okay. Kenny's like, moxie? It's like, well, that's the only thing that came to... I have a running thesaurus in my head. It's like, that was the next word up. It's kind of like the Uno deck. That was the next one up. But yeah, if you've got the daring to do that, there's a high chance you're probably going to get away with it and not even being able to get even tracked down. You know, maybe the saving grace on some of these has been the T-Dot cameras, but even those aren't foolproof because, I mean, the resolution is not to the point where you can necessarily, you know, unless you've got like multiple shots fired and you can see the smoke coming out of the window, how are you going to pick that up on a T-Dot camera even? You got to have reliable witnesses that, you know, you pray to God that they, you know, don't get shot and killed or injured so badly. Memphis is a dangerous place, though. Coming up, we've got some national news. We got an update on what's happening in Georgia. In Michigan, the flip-flop flipped back. We'll tell you about that. Our question of the day, with these likely restrictions coming from the health department, how would this impact you, your business, your life, your family, your school? Give us a call. And we've got this hour's trivia question for you as well. And this one is geography, and this has to do with Georgia. Atlanta is located in 2 counties, Fulton and which other county? Is it Cobb County? Is it DeKalb County? Or is it DeSoto County? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-KWAM. You're listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990.
The Mighty 990 is your home for exclusive 2020 election coverage. KWAM. America First with Sebastian Gorka, this afternoon at 2 on the Mighty 990 KWAM and streaming online at kwamradio.com.
It's 8:19, you're listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990 FM, 107.9 AM 990. We're streaming all the time at KWAM Radio. That's kwamradio.com. And we want to hear from you this morning. We have a trivia question for you and our question of the day. Our question of the day has to do with the Shelby County Health Department. They are meeting with local officials today and may come out with additional restrictions as early as tomorrow. What would rollbacks on your freedoms, how would that impact you? Give us a call this morning. How would that impact your life, your family, your job, your school, anything when it comes to taking away some of your freedoms? Our trivia question for this hour has to do with the state of Georgia. Atlanta is in not one, but two counties. It's in Fulton County. And which other county? Is it Cobb County? Is it DeKalb County? Or is it DeSoto County? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-KWAM. Speaking of the state of Georgia, 9,626 votes were counted that actually did not occur. They were all in favor of Joe Biden. This narrows the gap down to a knife's edge between Biden and President Trump, and take into account other counties that have had problems. And we have not even heard about the full report yet, but later today, it's expected that we hear the numbers coming out of Georgia after that hand recount. Not only are we looking at the presidential race, but the Senate race is massive as well. And Georgia Senator David Perdue shares his thoughts on the Georgia election and what it means to our country.
I think President Trump has every right to demand that every legal vote be counted and every illegal vote be removed. And that's what's at stake here. We're in the fight of our life here. This is we're the last line of defense in Georgia. That's what makes every vote count right now in this. If we win Georgia, we save America. Right now, we're in the process of trying to find out. We just found a few thousand votes that have disappeared for the last week and a half that just showed up. And now President Trump is within 10,000 votes of Biden in Georgia. And I'm right now 10,000. Even though I won by 2 points, I'm still about 10,000 votes away from the 50% margin that you have to get in Georgia or going to this 9-week runoff.
And that was Georgia Senator David Perdue. And neighboring congressman from the state of Florida, Matt Gaetz, has his take on the problems with the election in Georgia.
This is just the beginning of that audit. It's not as if they have completed a review and it's 9,000 ballots in the discrepancy category. That's just DeKalb County. So when you get to moving well beyond that, we have an expectation that there could be other errors that literally could flip the outcome in Georgia. And once Georgia flips, we got a lot of questions about Pennsylvania, whether it's the spike in 90-year-olds, more of them registering in the last year to vote than in the prior 4 years combined, including two election years. I think that when we really dig into the circumstantial data and into the real data, we'll find out that there was ballot laundering going on here. And when you pair that with the lack of observation, it really raises more questions.
And that was Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. And again, later today, it looks like we're going to get a better look at those numbers, I would suspect maybe by early afternoon. So yet another reason to listen to Todd Starnes between 11 and 2. You're going to get some updated information as soon as that comes out. And we think that there's a good possibility it comes out during that window of time. That is Georgia Senator David Perdue. His colleague, Kelly Loeffler, has a very tough runoff race against a candidate named Raphael Warnock, who likes to go into churches and slam the country and loves to slam police. Here's cut one.
So in Ferguson, police power showing up in a kind of gangster and thug mentality. You know, you know how you can wear all kinds of colors and be a thug. You can sometimes wear the colors of the state and behave like a thug.
And listen to that applause in the church there. People standing up and following along. Well, guess what? There's more from Raphael Warnock. Apparently, I guess America has a disease and Trump is at the heart of it. Cut two.
And if it is true that a man who has dominated the news and poisoned the discussion for months needs to repent, then it is doubly true that a nation that can produce such a man and make his vitriol go viral needs to repent. No matter what happens next month, more than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness.
The worship of whiteness. Boy, there's a new term that comes out, it seems like, every month, and it's hard to just keep up with the rhetoric on this. Well, wait, there's more. Just like a good Ginsu knife TV offer, Raphael Warnock is the gift that keeps on giving. Try to figure out where he stands on the gun control debate if he were to get into the Senate. Here's cut three.
Think about all of the crazy people you bump into just on the routine every week. On your job, on the street, some of them in church. Don't look at them. Imagine all them people with guns. And then they come up with all of these clever names, stand your ground. No, it's not a stand your ground law. It's a shoot first law. Shoot first, ask questions later.
Well, he's just really good at just making stuff up as he goes. But I think I know where he would vote if it came to gun control. He would want to take the guns away. And that is Raphael Warnock. He's going to be going up against Kelly Loeffler, who has said she will debate him as many times as he wants because she wants to show his communist roots. So Georgia is going to remain a crucible when it comes to this election fight. There's more going on, though. What about the breaking news off of the breaking news from the night before in Michigan? Whew, I'm getting dizzy from the flipping, flopping back and forth. We left yesterday's show disappointed in that the two Republican canvassers for Wayne County, Michigan, that's the Detroit area, who had originally said on Tuesday and earlier on Wednesday that they would not certify the November 3rd ballots. They then, after the, and this actually happened on Tuesday, let me make sure I have my facts clear. This happened on Tuesday. They said that they would not certify the ballots, the election for November 3rd for Wayne County. Well, after the public Zoom call somehow mysteriously got cut off, they come back a short while later and they're in unanimous agreement with the Democrats that they will certify Wayne County. Well, it comes out after the fact that they've been bullied, verbally harassed. They've been doxxed. People in the comments period to them told them they knew where their kids went to school and that basically there were some very vague threats against the kids. Well, now we left yesterday's show disappointed because they came back and they had flipped and said that they would vote to certify. Well, I wake up this morning and we see that they have decided that they want to rescind that certification and knock it back down to a 2-2 and put in hold, basically hold Wayne County ballots up. Which, if you're a Trump supporter, this could be a good thing because that could eventually lead a path to state legislators picking those electors, which Republicans would have the advantage in the Michigan House. That could be a good thing. But what may not be a good thing is we don't know for certain if they even have the right to rescind if their certification is irrevocable. What could they, you know, then what can you do? You really can't do anything if it's irrevocable. We've never been really this far down the election path before when it comes to certifying. Of course, yes, we had Gore and Bush in 2000. But, I mean, now we're talking about state and county canvassers now wanting to certify and then rescind that. These are extraordinary times, folks. This adds more work, I'm sure, to the Trump team when it comes to trying to sort out what in the blazes is happening in Michigan. Well, what in the blazes is going to be happening in Shelby County? The Ministry of Health is meeting with municipality leaders. Could more restrictions be on the way? Whispers in the wind say they're likely so. How would rollbacks impact you? Those rollbacks could include a curfew. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-KWAM. Oh, and we do have a trivia question left, don't we? Yes, we do. Atlanta is in two counties, Fulton County and which other county? Is it DeKalb County? Is it Cobb County? Or is it DeSoto County? Give me a call, 901-260-5926. We're talking national politics, the latest headlines with Robbie Starbuck. He's coming up next. It's 829. You're listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990.
The Mighty 990 covers the Mid-South from South Haven to Germantown. 990 AM, 107.9 FM, KWAM. The Lars Larson Show, this evening at 5 on the Mighty 990 KWAM and streaming online at kwamradio.com.
Hey, 836, you're listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990 FM 107.9 and AM 990. We're streaming all the time at KWAM Radio. That's kwamradio.com. Our question for the morning, it looks like the Shelby County Health Department's going to impose some new restrictions as early as tomorrow. How would additional Ministry of Health restrictions impact you? Give us a call. And this hour's trivia question, the city of Atlanta is located inside two counties, Fulton County and which other county? For your chance to win a KWAM swag prize pack, DeKalb County, Cobb County, or DeSoto County. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-KWAM. And excited to have with us now, he's from Nashville. He's got a show called Grow Up Live with his wife. And we're excited to have Robbie Starbuck on this morning. Robbie, thank you so much for joining me on KWAM in Memphis. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's so interesting, Robbie, looking at Wayne County over the last 48 hours. It's like a flip and then a flop and then a flip back. And in the midst of that, just some awful, awful bullying.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible what these people have been put through. You know, I think that their initial instinct to not certify the election there, it speaks loudly. And you look at the discrepancies there. Having more votes than you had people is a serious concern. So I think they were right in their instinct to not certify. And I'm glad that they've now gone back and said, we're not going to certify. And the only reason that they agreed was because they were threatened.
And some of that has come out on social media, some of the things, including the doxing of their children. I think did I hear that some of these people were telling these canvassers they knew exactly where their kids went to school?
Yes, that's correct. They actually they not only said that, they named the school on the public feed so that other people knew what school their kids went to. It's just, you know, it's sad when you end up at a place like this where people will they'll threaten children. You know, it says a lot about where we're at in this election that the Democrats are so afraid of a recount and audit and clearing up discrepancies that they'll literally threaten children. I think that says a lot about where we're at.
I think it does too. Robbie Starbuck joining us. Follow him at Robbie Starbuck, R-O-B-B-Y. And we've talked about Michigan throughout our show, Robbie, but we really haven't touched too much on Wisconsin. And I wanted to speak with you and talk to you about that because the election commission there, they're offering a little bit of pushback against the Democrats too. It seems like maybe they're up for the fight as well.
Oh yeah, last night was really interesting. If I don't know if your viewers, some of them I'm sure saw it, some of them did not, but it was really interesting last night. You had two Republicans there who put up a fight last night and demanded basically that there's some accountability here, that we take a look, we make sure that every vote gets counted, it's a legal vote, and that we also make sure that we're not counting votes that are not legal votes. You know, and this is the Democrats put up a fight too to not do this. So, you know, it's the same story that we saw there. You know, why are the Democrats fighting to not have us do audits, to not have us recount the vote? I mean, I think it's pretty obvious because I can't think of any other reason than the one obvious glaring reason, We're afraid of it because we're afraid of what the results will end up being.
It's incredible what can happen when lightness is shined onto the dark. That's for sure, Robbie. In your experience, in your life experience, and what you're seeing even more recently, do you see that maybe Democrats, progressive liberals, however you want to call them, get so triggered and so angry because they're not used to such a pushback from anybody?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think you look back in a historical precedent. Republicans have traditionally allowed themselves to be stepped all over, over the last 20 years. There's been, and this starts at the top, leadership-wise. The leadership has always basically allowed for this, we'll get them next time, guys, and not questioning the sort of behaviors that have happened. And when you have, blatant cheating that gets found out, they never say, oh, we should take a look at everything. Let's open up the book and take a look at everything. They've allowed for this. So that's one of the great things that Trump has done as the leader in the party is he's taught everybody how to fight and saying, no, we're not going to lay down. We're not going to let them get away with these things. We are going to push back and we're going to demand fairness.
Robbie, I love following you on Twitter. Robbie Starbuck joining us this morning because you call it is what it is. And very recently, the last few days, we've seen in multiple states with more lockdowns, more masks, we're starting to see that socialism is for the socialist, but not for me kind of attitude from leaders. And in particular, look at Gavin Newsom. Boy, he's been caught with his hand in the cookie jar, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. So for your viewers who don't know, Gavin Newsom, governor of California, he was caught going out to a big dinner with no masks, with lobbyists and friends, and they were all hanging out, having a great time at this. It's called French Laundry. So I used to live in California, so I know all this stuff. And so this is like $400 a person dinner, okay? And that's per person, $400 per person. And so they go out, they have a great time. At the same time that California is telling people, you can't have your whole family over for Thanksgiving, and you better wear a mask if you even think about singing. If you even think about singing, you better have a mask on. And it just flies in the face of sort of, our common sense. I think that adults, people in general, we have the ability to make choices for ourselves, what risks we're willing to take.
Yeah.
We've made those choices our whole lives, and people need to, do what they feel comfortable with.
Robbie, do you see, even with the vaccine, what does your gut tell you? Does your gut tell you that the masks will get to come off shortly after the vaccine begins getting administered? Or is this perhaps the pathway to reaching further into our lives? Because it sure feels like they're trying to reach into our homes for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's not going to end. It's not going to end. Fauci's been very clear about this. He actually said as recently as this week, even after the news about the vaccine came through, that don't think that this is going to stop other public health measures. Once that's there, we're going to continue with this and we're going to keep these public health measures. It's a warning that I had at the very beginning about the masks. I told people, if this was for 2 weeks and I truly thought it was like, hey, it's 2 weeks, slow the spread, I'd be like, okay, let's all be team players, let's do it. It was never going to be 2 weeks. It was always going to be for much longer than that, because when far left people, progressives, whatever you want to call them, get control, they don't relinquish that control easily. And you look at even just right now with kids, with young people, the use of masks for a disease, for a virus that is killing them at a rate that is the exact same or even less in younger kids than the flu, those things nobody's questioning, and we need to be questioning. Because like you look yesterday, there was a Danish mask study came out. This is the largest controlled randomized study that has been done on masks. And that study, the results have been available for months, but nobody would publish this study because they were afraid, because it didn't stick with the narrative. And so finally, one of the large journals agreed to put it out yesterday, of course, after the election, saying that, there actually was no health benefit to the person. And this is something that a lot of people have said, that, look, if they were being used properly, there would be a health benefit. But the fact that people are not using them properly, and that that's not going to change. You know, people keep touching it. Every time I'm out, I see people, they're touching their face, touching their face. It reduces whatever negligible effect it would have. So, you know, that's my piece on it.
So to find out a little bit more about that Danish mask study, make sure you follow Robbie at Robbie Starbuck. We're going to put that Twitter account on our live show blog for you this morning. And, maybe on that study, they ought to have an appendix, Robbie, and put some pictures of Gavin Newsom as proof that you don't need masks anymore. Maybe.
Yep.
Exhibit A,
yep.
B, and
That'd
C for sure.
Idea.
Hey, Robbie, thank you so much. Follow him at Robbie Starbuck. Check out Grow Up Live as well. We'll have that on the live show blog for you. Thank you so much for your time. Please don't be a stranger. It's been great to have you on, and say hello to the folks in Nashville for us.
Thank you. I will. And I'm running for Congress here. So if anybody moves here, you know, just look us up and you can be a part of our team.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, we'll have to talk to you in the near future then. We got your back, Robbie. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. There's Robbie Starbuck. It's 8:46. Our question of the morning. We talked about masks. We talked about restrictions. And in Shelby County, there could be even more coming down the pike as early as tomorrow. How would additional restrictions from the Ministry of Health impact you? Give us a call. And this hour's trivia question. Atlanta is within two counties, Fulton County and which other county? Is it DeKalb? Is it Cobb? Is it DeSoto County? 901-260-5926. It is 8:46. You're listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990.
The Ben Shapiro Show, tonight at 11 on the Mighty 990 KWAM and streaming online at kwamradio.com.
It's 8:51. You're listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990, FM 107.9, AM 990. We're streaming all the time at KUAMradio.com. Our trivia question this hour, you still have a last gasp chance to get in. Atlanta is located in two counties. It's in Fulton County and which other county? Is it DeKalb County? Is it Cobb County? Or is it DeSoto County? And our question throughout the day, how would additional health department restrictions impact you? They could be dropping the hammer down by this time tomorrow. They're meeting with local leaders today to discuss, and they could have rollback restrictions. And according to what they put out in August, that could even include a curfew, folks. We'll know more about that tomorrow, and we will definitely be raring to go tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock for that. I'm looking, and Grace was kind of looking at me a little funny earlier, and I wasn't sure, Kenny, what to make of this, and I thought, okay, well, maybe she's just getting back into the flow of work and everything, and I just realized this is the first time you've ever seen me not wear a collared shirt.
Yes, it's throwing me off a little bit. I figured you were wearing that Grizzlies jacket because of the NBA draft last night.
No. This is Memphis 901 FC, young lady.
What?
No.
That looks like the throwback Grizzlies colors.
No, it is kind of. Well, in all fairness, I mean, it is close to the Grizzlies colors, that Beale Street smoky blue or whatever. But then I got a T-shirt on underneath. So this was the. I really wasn't sure I could color coordinate as well with what was left clean in the hamper. Mm-hmm. So I thought I would just go with a. T-shirt.
There you go.
And a jacket today. So are we going to be okay though, right?
Yes. We've made it through. We've made it through without you wearing a collared shirt. So okay. I think, whew.
Okay.
I got a very cool Grizzlies shirt. Pau Gasol. Not Marc Gasol. Pau Gasol.
The original.
I've got his, what they call shooting shirts. It's a little pullover thing that they wear pregame warm-ups.
Is that what they wear on I-240? Oh, no, that's a different kind of shooting. That's with bullets. Sorry.
That's a different shooting shirt. Okay. Anyway, I've got his shooting shirt from the first season in Memphis, which would be, 2001, 2002,
ish.
I guess.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll wear that sometime. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Grizzlies, no first-round draft picks last night. They picked up a couple of guys in the second round. University of Memphis had two players drafted in the first round. Number 2, James Wiseman, and at number 20, Precious Achiuwa, Golden State and Miami, respectively. So congratulations to those guys. How about that? So they'll be able to eat soup and salad anytime they want.
They landed on, both of them landed on good franchises, too.
Yes,
I mean, these are franchises that have the opportunity to continue to win.
Oh, absolutely. And will they hang a banner, a retire the jersey of James Wiseman after playing three games?
I'm never going to not be slightly bitter about that whole situation.
Yeah, the NCAA did a number on us, didn't they?
Just like what could have been.
What could have been? Well, what could have been in Memphis if people would just keep their bullets to themselves? Ooh. Over the last couple of days? We're now up to 70 and 71 shootings on the interstate system. Crime continues to be a problem. We talked about the record homicides, 260 plus. Well, on the roadway, 71 is a record. Far eclipsing even what they did last year, and that was 45 last year. So that's even 50% more year over year. Crime is a massive problem, but you've got city council bickering and arguing over goodness knows what, I guess over family. And to be honest with you, going back through that audio, I still have no clue what the topic of discussion was, unless it was maybe about council chairmanship, maybe over that. But the bottom line is they got into a tussle. They weren't talking about anything big. And then you got Edmund Ford Sr. exploding on Martavius Jones at that particular time. And then an ethics complaint is filed the next day by J.B. Smiley Jr., who's on the council, complaining about Edmund Ford Sr. and what he had said. I don't know if it was medical terminology. You be the judge.
Oh, you got butthole problems, don't you?
I don't know if he's got a doctorate, you know, if he's got a medical degree or anything like that. But
I've never heard that insult.
I had not either. And
Edmund Ford, proctologist.
Yeah, that's a reality show. But nonetheless, the ethics complaint, I don't know where that goes, if anywhere. I mean, in Edmund Ford, sounds like he was yelling back in defense. Apparently, his son's name was invoked in the conversation a little bit earlier, and he took quite a bit of exception to that. But what I would really keep an eye on today, and especially for tomorrow, because maybe they do it later today, right by the end of the business day, the more I think about it, because a lot of times this is how these things go down, is you'll have the health department have their meetings today, and they'll tell you how bad things are around the middle of the day. And then the cough button work? I hope it did. Did it work? Didn't work? Sort of. Okay. Sorry about that. All right. So, but what will happen is after meeting, then either sometime today or at some point during the day tomorrow, restrictions are expected to be doled out to Shelby County. And this, they've been laying the groundwork talking about the increased number of coronavirus cases. You've got some municipalities that have been urging the mayor to have mask restrictions. I thought the mask flattened the curve and staying inside flattened the curve after a couple of weeks. Well, I mean, do they really work? I mean, the health department's even thrown, several hundred thousand dollars at least. I haven't looked at the books, but judging at how frequently they've had people endorse local radio and television talent get paid to tell people to put their mask on and that masks work. By the way, I never took a penny of that at this or any other station, so I can speak with a clear conscience. I can sleep with a soft pillow at night and be just fine. They spent a ton of money, and a lot of that was that Government Cares Act money that they threw at the media to tell you that masks work. So after all of this, here we are with increased cases, and now on the table is possibly even a curfew. Looking at their August documentation, they could slap a curfew on Shelby County. I'm wondering who would follow it, and even if the police would enforce it. They're 800 down. Are you going to go crack down on curfew on this, or maybe they're going to go hire some more brown shirts like they did to go pick on the restaurants?
You can't even trust these coronavirus numbers. I found an article here on The Blaze. This wasn't in Memphis, but the headline reads, "Man dies after falling 10 feet from a ladder, but doctors declare coronavirus killed him." That's the problem. Can't trust the data, which just makes everything worse. Well, I mean, so who knows how many numbers we actually have.
Grace, I'm still waiting for Congressman Steve Cohen to come out and say that Jesus died of COVID.
Yeah, really.
It wouldn't surprise me. I'm because the cases, it seems like suspected cases. So is that, maybe you have it? Are you near somebody that has it? Have you ever thought about having it? I mean, does that count as a case against you? I don't know. And we've seen cases where people have been tested where one nostril is negative and the other is positive. Well, we test positive for being grateful that you joined us today. Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Kenny. Armstrong and Getty coming up at 9. Todd Starnes at 11. He'll keep you up to date should anything break from the Ministry of Shelby County Health Department. I'm sorry. Please don't come shut me down. And then tomorrow, really the more likely day when restaurants and businesses could see what the consequences will be. We'll keep an eye on the Georgia hand recount during the day for you. Michigan, is it back in play after canvassers said they're rescinding certifying the Wayne County vote? Oh, so much to get to, but we got a lot of time today on KWAM, and we're going to get to all of it. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow bright and early at 6 a.m. You've been listening to Wake Up Memphis on the Mighty 990.